I think it's important. I mentioned here a foundation. Now, I don't know how many of you ever have built much of a building, but I can guarantee you if you build any kind of a building, and Simon, it doesn't have a foundation, when a storm comes, that building is going to be gone. It may not be anything wrong with the structure that was built on top of that foundation. It may be very fine material it was made out of, but there was not a foundation that it was built upon. This is what we're wanting to lay this week as we begin today to start to study the assembly, to see the beginning comments that the Lord Jesus made about his assembly. Here we found when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, is?" And they gave a lot of answers. Some said this, some said another. But all how the Lord then turns around and he hones in on you and I. Well, now, wait a minute, he says. It's not now who they say I am, but whom do ye say? Ah, that gets personal, doesn't it? What do I have to say of this blessed one? Whom say ye that I am?
I think one of the things that Brother Chuck is beginning to open up for us is the thought that the assembly is connected to a person. We were just talking with a couple of folks in the lunchroom, and we're saying that sometimes we, as you get older, you might see this, that we might think that the assembly, the local assembly, is my assembly. It's my work. But what we'll find as we go through our studies is that it begins with a person. And I believe this question is a question that is being posed to you this afternoon. Who do you say that the Lord Jesus is? And I think Peter, now, as we look at verse 16, and I think it's interesting that Peter now says, he answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And a question that we might ask of you is, why did Peter not say, "Well, you're Jesus"? Why do we read, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God"? This is a title. The Christ, the Son of the living God. What does Jesus mean? Someone help us out. It's not a trick question.
That's right.
Find it right in Matthew's gospel. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall what?
Save
his people from their sins. Emmanuel, God with us. The Savior has come. Does anyone know what Christ means? We hear Messiah.
Anointed
one. And I believe that we're starting to hone in on the fact that the Spirit of God is bringing out that this is now more than just Jesus who was here in public ministry, Jesus who was to suffer and to bleed and to die, but it was the Christ, the anointed man of God, who was to be the head of the assembly. It is my assembly.
How did Peter find this out? Did he study? Did he just look in books? How was it that Peter was able, we've already seen, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, some Jeremiah, one of the prophets. And then the Lord says, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Peter gives this tremendous answer, doesn't he? "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." I think it's interesting for us as young people. What is the confession that we have of Christ as we go out into this world? Do we have one? Do we have a confession of who he is in front of our friends at school? in front of those that we work with. Some of us are older, we have a job. What do we say about him? This is what Peter had to say. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You live in a world where men say that God has died. We'll all acknowledge that people say that. He's gone. He doesn't exist today. We don't know who this one was that men used to call God. We live in a world, men would say, that just kind of flew together. Evolution came about and monkeys came in and then men came. I mean, this is the world that we live in. And you and I go out into this world, don't we, with this confession on our lips.
To that, the comment that Tony made, that this becomes very personal. Before we go out into the world and make a confession of Christ, in order to do that in a way that will honor Christ, we must answer the question for ourselves first, what think ye of Christ? Who do I understand this man, Christ, Jesus, to be? And I want to challenge us at the beginning of this week, as we go through this, that we answer that question for ourselves as individuals. What do I think of Christ? Who is this man that I am associated with, if I know him as my Savior? But what more? What more is there in this one that I have come to realize and appreciate? Because, you know, I can't respond in the world in a way that will honor him if I haven't come to understand who he is, the person of the Christ, myself personally first. And so I'm just going to put that out as a challenge. What think ye of Christ? As the question is asked to the disciples, as the answer is given, and as we see the divine revelation that Peter proclaims, that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, it's easy for us to make this claim in theory. But now, what is he personally to me? And how do I reflect that in the world I live in?